Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Wonderful here, about to talk to another Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Rich Galen. Publisher.
I'm gonna get my own bumpers to play when I'm on with you.
Yeah, your own Mr. Wonderful bumpers. It's Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. Rich, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Nice to be with you.
I told my audience that you were embedded in the Democrat convention,
and I asked from being in Baghdad.
Yeah, I know. I know it. And I asked them, I said I was going to ask you this question. You know, we all know that you're a Republican, and yet you're apparently free to roam around up there. Did you have to get some kind of special credentials or a visa what kind of special wanding did they do to get you into the building?
Yeah, you have to have a big R on your forehead. That's the first thing. Both sides kind of play nicely with each other. I'm up here with what we call the Republican Truth Squad, and the Democrats will have their guys when the Republicans are in New York. And it's just part of the process, and both sides, make sure that the other guys can do what they have to do. As an example, most of the radio people are inside the Fleet Center. In order to get to them, you've got to have a credential to be able to get in. And so they gave us a couple of press credentials so we can maneuver around the radio row, as they call it. And but it's one of the nice things about doing this when you get to be a little more senior is you run into other senior people from the other side, and you don't we don't, it's not like being a delegate. We say, well, our guy's great, your guy's terrible, and our guy's going to win, you guys going to lose. We visit with each other. How are you guys doing? What kind of clients you got? How do you think Clinton did? What do you think it's going to mean? I mean, it's really the techniques and the technicalities of how our business of politics operates, as opposed to having spirited discussions as to why my guy should win and your guy should lose.
So you guys are point counterpointing, you the Democrat and the other guy the Republican. You the Republican, the other guy the Democrat, on the air. By the way, Rich was just on Fox about an hour and a half ago, and he's going to be on in about an hour and a half again. Rich, when you guys are doing it, duking it out up there on the screen, when you go off the screen, you don't continue the fight?
No, it's like lawyers in the courtroom. We were all young reporters and covering court cases. And one of the things that young reporters are always astounded at is they watch lawyers in the courtroom, going hammer and tong against each other. And then at a break, they go out and have coffee and, laugh it up about the football game.
Right.
And that's the way, I call it green room honesty. When you're in the green room, you can have an honest discussion. When we're on the air, there's a reason we're on the air. We perform our roles pretty well, I think, for the most part. But the difference is that when you're senior, you don't have to be personal with each other. You can have a good discussion. And I think that makes for better TV or radio, depending on
No, I agree with you, and I see that. In fact, I saw some of that this morning in the interview that you had with forgotten the guy's name, the Democrat.
Yeah, Chris Lapetino. He's a very, very, very smart young guy.
Yeah.
He's a very good guy.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, if you're wondering about the ambiance, Rich is near Boston Harbor there, aren't you?
I'm standing looking over the wall at Boston Harbor.
Thank you. Thank you for that ambience, by the way. Rich, let's talk about the convention. I watched as much of it as I could last night, and I'm going to continue to be. I'm kind of like you. I love this stuff. And conventions typically, historically, conventions have meant something. But for the last few years, the way the primaries have worked, the conventions have been nothing much more than just a big bonfire kind of a pep rally, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's right. I mean, as I wrote in the polling, that Monday, the last time there was a contested convention was in 1650 when Oliver Cromwell and Charles I were, as I said, duking it out. those things are starting to be different. I mean, I remember talking to somebody the other day, and they said that when Franklin D. Roosevelt was nominated for the fourth time, he did not know who his vice presidential running mate was going to be. There wasn't this business of the presidential candidate anointing the vice president, the convention, that was part of what they did. And over the years, we've just gotten away from that. But it does serve a purpose. First of all, it reminds us that we are, at the end, herd animals, H-E-R-D animals. I mean, we call it tribes, but it's really a herd. And people like to get together. People of like mind like to get together and do things together. And whether it's being a member of the Lions Club or the Rotary or going to a restaurant for dinner, I mean, there is no good reason to go to a restaurant to eat. It costs 8 times more than it would if you did it at home. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But there's a reason that restaurants and bars and what have you exist. It's because people like to be around other people. So it does serve that purpose.
Speaking of food, stand by, Rich. We're going to come back in a second, in a few minutes, folks. When we do, speaking of food, I'm going to ask Rich if the Democratic delegates are going to get any red meat this week. So far, they haven't gotten a lot. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Head out on the highway, looking for adventure, and whatever comes our way.
In the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime,
we're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Mr. Rich Galen, who's the writer and the publisher of the outstanding political cyber column, Mullings.com, and I encourage you folks to check it out when you get a chance. It's not only informative and timely, comes, as I said, 3 times a week, but it's also a lot of fun. Rich, if you listen to Rich for very long, you know he does a good job in his work, but he also makes sure we have a little fun at the same time, and it's one of the things we like about Rich. So don't be sure to subscribe to his column, and that's Mullings.com. Rich Galen, the Democrats seem to be conflicted a little bit this week from between throwing red meat to their base and making sure that they whoop it up, as you were alluding to earlier at the convention, and those watching at home can get a little bit of excitement. But they also realize that they're not going to lose those guys. Those guys are going to vote for the Democrats regardless. They need to appeal to the folks in the middle and to get as many of those people, because we all know that's where the election is going to be won and lost. And so they know they can't throw out too much red meat for fear of alienating the people in the middle. So they've got kind of a problem, don't they?
Well, it's a different, I mean, being a challenger in these kinds of situations is difficult. President Clinton, his speech last night, he is as good at that kind of speech as anybody in my lifetime.
I agree.
With the exception of Ronald Reagan. I mean, those two guys were a different plane. They were like the Lance Armstrongs of that
right.
kind of speech. And he was terrific. I mean, there's no sense in the arc. I can remember sitting in Speaker Gingrich's office watching President Clinton give the State of the Union address, and you'd be kind of praying for him to kind of just fall down and flop around on the ground, and you'd say, well, that wasn't very good, and that's not working. And at the end you said to yourself, you know, that was a great speech, darn it. It was a great speech. But there's a bigger problem that the Democrats have, and it's evidenced by a Washington Post ABC poll that was released yesterday afternoon. And frankly, I mean, I said on the air this morning, we're going to say this is the most important poll in a decade, and they're going to say it doesn't matter at all. But the truth is somewhere in the middle, and that is that since the announcement of John Edwards as the running mate, John Kerry has begun to drop like a stone in the many issue handling areas, like who's best to handle terrorism, who's best to handle the economy, all these kind of personality traits and leadership trait questions. I mean, it's not just fallen 2 or 3 points; he's fallen 10 and 12 points. Kerry has, and what that means is that, getting back to your question, is that the convention bounce that they're looking for. Here's what happened when they announced Edwards very early, way early. I mean, nobody ever does this 3 weeks in advance. And the reason they did was because it looked like Bush might be opening some daylight anyway, and they didn't want to go into the convention needing their convention bounce just to get even. And there's also the Clinton book coming out and some other stuff. But it turns out that it may well be that they used up all the bounce 3 weeks ago, and it's drifting back down again. So getting to your question, I'm not so sure. They may have to go back to red meat to get their base back energized. If they're losing people support that quickly, it may well be that they can't. They got to go back and the first rule of politics is secure your base.
But aren't those? So, but Rich, aren't those speeches already written?
Oh yeah, but they can get rewritten in a hurry. And the other thing is that it's not just who is predisposed to vote for you, but can you get them to the polls? And that those are two completely different questions. And to get your base to the poll means that you not only have to say what they want to hear, but you've got to say it in such a way that you scare the you know what out of them and say, if you don't come to the polls, the other guy's going to win, and look how bad he is or she is. So it's not clear to me after this poll yesterday that they may not be rethinking their convention strategy to kind of get their folks ginned up again.
Mm-hmm. There are some pictures in newspapers today that show Mr. Kerry, Senator Kerry, in a rather goofy looking pose. He looks like he's coming out of the shoot at Chuck E. Cheese, you know, with that my grandson or McDonald's that my grandson slides down. And it's very unflattering. They've got the same thing with President Bush, and Rich, can't we just stipulate that the candidates are going to do goofy things?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the other guy can't point it out. I mean, I used that picture on the webpage this morning,
tell us about the picture.
Yeah, well, the picture is Kerry was down in Senator Kerry was down in Florida. And he's wearing what would be the equivalent of a clean suit. So it's a like a doctor would wear, but a head covering, and the only thing showing is his face that covers his hair and his head. It's the hood, and he's crawling out of this tunnel, and next to him there's this big long white tube, looks like a big umbilical cord, and on the webpage I have that up there, and the caption I put under it was Senator Kerry doing his sperm imitation.
Well, that was a little tacky there, Rich. But the thing is that, you know, I saw a picture earlier of him as he was being introduced to what they were doing there at NASA, and he looked very thoughtful, very studious, and very, you know, he looked appropriate. But what would cause him to climb into that chute? I don't understand that.
I don't know. You know, you just get caught up in the moment, and it just kind of looked like an interesting thing.
This isn't gonna turn into a Michael Dukakis tank routine, is it?
Well, we sure tried it last night. As I said, I'm up here with the Republican Truth Squad, and before the night was over, we had those two pictures on the email, and they were sending them out, making sure everybody remembered the Michael Dukakis.
The only thing, Rich, is President Bush is known to do a few of those things himself, so this is the kind of thing that could backfire. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. By the way, folks, that picture is at Rich's website, which is mullings.com. Quick break. Right back with Rich Galen. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Rich Galen is our guest. And don't forget to check out his website, folks. It's always a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy his cyber column, which comes three times a week. It's at mullings.com. Rich.
Every night from here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's right. You're going to do something every night, aren't you? Because I just got
I do
your.
Every day, yeah.
I got
now,
your.
When I was younger, I used to wait until after the speeches and right after that, but I can't do that anymore. So now I read it in the afternoon, and whatever happens tonight happens.
Rich, and by the way, folks, Rich is embedded. He's a Republican embedded in the Democrat convention this week. Rich, did they separate Clinton? Is 3 days enough separation between Clinton and Kerry to minimize the contrast?
No, 3 years wouldn't be enough to minimize the contrast. I mean, there was something about that speech last night that I believe this to be true, that at no point did President Clinton hand the baton to John Kerry. It didn't seem to me. It sounded, I mean, he was going through the motions and said, we're going to work hard and we're going to get him elected and all that. But he it was very clear that he was saying to the people in that room, in that hall, you're my people, I'm your guy. We're going to let this other guy kind of stand there for a little bit, but I'm still directing this show. Huh.
Right.
And everybody would have got, everybody did, I think, understand.
Well, all the pundits are writing this week that the Democrat Party belongs to Bill Clinton.
And it does. I mean, even Hillary, on Sunday, if you would have taken poll of however many delegates there were, and said, "Would you, if you could reopen the nominating process on the floor, would you vote for Hillary Clinton or John Kerry?" Hillary Clinton probably get 80% of the vote, mm-hmm. but even she paled by comparison next to Bill, the delegates want to win, and they'll cheer and carry on, but it may well be that John Kerry is the worst speech of the week.
Rich, let me ask you this question as we wrap up the visit here today. Tell us why small business owners in general should watch the convention, and especially Republican small business owners. Why should we watch the Democrat convention?
I think they should keep an eye on the tone and the tenor and the appeals that they're making. It gives you an indication of to whom the Democrats appeal. The Democrats' base of support are not just unions, that part we know, but service unions, hotel workers, communications workers. Although last night the service employees workers, the president fell off the wagon a little bit and said he thought that they'd be better off if Bush won, so I'm not sure how that's going to play. But the fact is that the base of support of the Democratic Party is not the small business owner. It is the unionized laborers, unionized, so I don't want to say just laborers. And when you look at the regulatory environment that would ensue, and certainly the tax environment that would ensue, and these are things that every small business owner deals with every hour of every day, whether they're open or not, I think there's a fairly stark difference between the approach. And I think it's useful to keep an eye on the Democrats just to get a sense of keeping in mind to whom they're appealing, and then think to yourself, is that me? And if it is, that's fine. I mean, everybody gets to vote for who they want to vote for. But I suspect most small business owners, not hardcore Democrats, or hardcore Republicans, they're going to vote the way they vote. But I think independent or uncommitted small business owners should pay attention and get a sense of to whom the parties are appealing and what it will mean moving forward if their guy wins.
Mm-hmm. Rich, I got about a minute. Give us a review of what you consider to be the battleground states this year.
Well, I mean, the middle of the country is always battleground, starting in Pennsylvania and working your way west through Missouri. The upper Midwest is still part of the battleground, and Florida is counted as a battleground. I don't think that's going to be as close as other people. So the Democrats would like us to believe it will be again, but it might be. But there are only 13 or 14 states that most people think are up for grabs. As of right now, as of Sunday, the Associated Press did a survey of Bush leading in states that have more electoral votes than Clinton, and then neither one getting to 270, which is what you need. And then the remaining were going to make up the difference. But it's what we generally call the flyover states, the states that are not on either coast that are really the difference. And John Edwards is from North Carolina, but the Democrats aren't going to win North Carolina. They just win it. They're going to lose it by a smaller margin.
Rich, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time.
www.mullings.com.
Have a good time this week. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, my friend.
Good job. See you later, buddy. Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.